Hi, I'm Melissa Reynolds.
And I'm Todd Reynolds, coming at you for episode number 29 of the episode. No. Of the podcast, we've been Reynolds.
Todd, can you get it right? Like, I feel
every single time
we talk about the fact that you did not get that right.
Well, that one was terrible. But there's no retakes.
Nope, no retakes here. One stop.
Shopping.
Recording.
Wow, that was put work very well.
I've had a long day today, so let's hope that I can keep my train of thought.
Yes!
What was that?
Well, that's a little hint to our shout out today. It means nothing to
you. Oh, that's true. That is, I have heard that before, I think. Who's our shout out? You can say it.
Our shout out is a friend of ours, a good buddy of mine, Ian Ross.
Ian Ross.
Yeah, went to high school with him. Played volleyball, fellow cult lover, skater back in the day.
Right.
I always envied his long hair. I didn't have long locks like
he
had.
That's true. He did have. Oh, I forgot that Ian Ross had long hair.
He had a great frock.
What is a frock?
Hair. Isn't it like a lock of hair? A frock of hair?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
You made that word up.
I think I may have, but whatever.
That's true. We both went to high school with Ian.
Yeah.
We were both friends with Ian growing up. Well, not me growing up, me in high school, but.
Yeah, high school.
But
yeah.
When did you meet, and why is he our shout out?
Well, our kids played hockey together. We have kids the same age, and, we've come back into the mix with him over the years, and he does a lot of traveling for work, and we talked about it one time, and he said, I'm going to give it a listen.
Oh, yeah, because I think Addie told him to listen, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's Spencer's age, and they went to school together and that, and so he's like, I'll give it a listen. He's on the road a lot for his work, and he loves it. It's awesome.
Which is so cool. Yeah. Thank you, Ian Ross. I love it. All right, so can you tell us a few Ian Ross stories for the listeners? Because there are Penetang people that listen to it, and they know Ian Ross.
Well, a few Ian Ross.
Clean stories, please.
Clean stories.
Well, when did you meet Ian Ross? How old were you?
Well, I was probably grade 9.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you knew each other from when you were younger.
Well, no, because he went to St. Joe's.
Oh. Yeah,
well, unless I met him, if I met him before grade 9, it's through Picatate. through Pete Cate. So I played hockey with Pete, but Pete would have went to school with Ian. So, and then, someone like Steve Yates was in there, and we used to just, be idiots in school. Like
big time idiots.
Just laugh at dumb stuff and say dumb things, we would,
So Ian must have, kind of gone to different, hung out with different groups.
Oh, yeah, Ian's gregarious. He's a talker,
is.
So. Not like myself. I'm just a.
Do you remember that we went to Ian's wedding? What do you remember the most about Ian's wedding?
Well, I know it was at the curling club.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there something else I'm supposed to remember?
Yes. What do you remember the most?
Well, you put me on the spot now.
I remember the fact that it was the hottest day of the entire year. I have never felt heat like this in my life.
Oh, really?
You don't remember this?
No.
We were sitting with Christopher Ansky.
Okay, yeah.
The heat was so over the top that I had a dress on and I had to pull my dress right up under the table because the heat was insane. And I think the air conditioner in the curling club wasn't working. The heat was the hottest day. Like if Ian's listening to this, he can vouch for you don't remember this?
I don't, no.
I remember we were like, we got to the point where we couldn't even talk.
Lubricated that day.
What?
I was probably well lubricated that day. Oh, I mean, I drank a lot is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, it was a hot day, but we've been friends with Ian for years and he's our shout out. We're just super thrilled that he's listening. We hope that he's telling all our friends and all his friends about our podcast. And it just feels good, when we're...
A good supporter.
Just feels good when you're out and about and somebody tells you that they listen to it and they like it.
He remembers it more than I do. He's like, oh, when you said that, I'm like, I don't remember that. we're 29 episodes and I don't even remember what they're about, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks, Ian. Funny. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We feel thrilled that you listen. All right. So today we're going to talk about our epic trips to Florida.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. If you've known us for a long time or if you're just getting to know us, we love to travel.
Yeah.
Right? And our podcast, if you haven't listened to everything, you'll know that our podcast is about getting Reynolds.
Yes.
And if you don't know what that means, it means everything can be...
A stroke of bad luck.
Yeah. Everything can be going smoothly and then all of a sudden something happens. It just happens unexpectedly. Yeah. And just to us, we could be in a whole group of people.
Like driving to Niagara Falls to go to a water park?
Yeah, driving to Niagara Falls to go to a water park. We've talked about this.
And your tire blows.
Yeah, but everybody else gets to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Or just everything. But we really try to be resilient. We try to, when that happened, we jump right back in the car. We go to a service station or a garage. They fix our tire. We get back in the car and we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, we're flying to catch a flight. We're almost late to catch our flight to Vancouver, or no, to Halifax.
Halifax, because your sister was
Because my
birth.
Sister was having a baby. Yeah. And we get there on time. We're so excited. Everybody else gets on the plane. Even though we're on time with them, everybody else gets on the plane. And they say to us, oh, sorry.
You two can't go.
You two can't go. We've already sold your ticket.
Checking in online and being on time.
Yeah, so. And I think that was one of our first flights in years. Because that was our first friend May 2 for weekend trip. Very first one.
For Sean Drush's 40th?
40th.
40th. Oh, man. Can you imagine being 40 again?
I would love that. So anyway, we definitely get Reynolds in a lot of situations, but we kind of just bounce back. We try our hardest to anyway. Right?
Yeah.
So
is that a good old cliche saying? It is what it is, right?
It is what it is. Yeah, so. And as long as we're all together, we can try to make a good, like, think it's funny.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
So we've gone to Florida for years, and one of the last times was last year. No, the year before. I think it was the year before.
We went last year.
We did, but I think when we got really Reynolds was the year before.
Pretty sure.
So we go, and it was like one of the first years that we paid, like we decided to fly. Mm-hmm. For years and years and years, we didn't fly. We would drive the 27 hours all the way through.
And we found that was the easiest way with a bunch of kids in the car.
Just drive all the way through.
They sleep and put as much distance between one waking point to the other.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Todd Reynolds, he would do 25 hours of the driving and I would do 2 hours.
Those two were solid hours, though. You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I really appreciate your support in those 2 hours.
I really appreciate your support in letting me sleep the other 25 hours.
Pretty much.
Joking. Yeah. I was taking care of the kids as they were watching
shows. But there were times there when we'd have to turn around so much that we'd get rashes on our arms.
Yeah, like
because we'd be rubbing on the seat.
It's so true. The amount of turning around to help them, like even though they were super low maintenance because they were super excited to watch a show, you still had to turn around a lot when they were little because they were 0 years old sometimes. Anyway,
in those times when they barf in the car.
Oh, yes.
Those were great times.
Yeah, those were great times. So we'll talk about that in a second. But so 2 years ago, we were like, okay, you know what? We can afford to fly. We're going to fly this year.
Out of Buffalo.
Actually, yes. So we'll talk about that in a second. But we were like, we can afford to fly this year. We're going to fly out of Buffalo. So we get to Buffalo with hours in advance. And we were smuggling Emma there because no one knew she was coming. But we were,
Was that this year? Was that the year?
2 years ago.
Was that the smuggling year?
Yeah. Yes, okay. For sure.
All right.
So we were like, oh my goodness, we're going to bring Emma with us. Nobody's going to know. My sister's family was going to be there. My parents were going to be there. And normally we don't go all together. But for some reason, we were able to go all together.
Yeah. Because there's a moratorium on hockey during that time now, which is a new rule. So no one had any activities during March break and no dance and stuff like that.
So we're there, plenty of time. We've like parked our van and we're there and we're so excited and we're sitting there and all of a sudden I look at the gate and I'm like, that gate is full. Why is that gate full of people? And like our flight is starting to have to be called. And then I was like, oh my goodness. So that flight was canceled. Our flight was canceled.
Yeah. So there was like Delta, there was Allegiant, there was Spirit, there was American Airlines, all canceled going
to
Florida.
And so I write to Melanie and I'm like, just so you know, our flight was just canceled because she had a flight like 5 hours later. She's like, okay, well, I don't know. Like, we're going to have to take our chances and wait. And I'm like, oh, your flight will be canceled for sure. Anyway, so our flight is canceled and we're like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. So I start calling the airline. No flights. They're not going to rebook us and they can't rebook us. This was the Saturday. They can't rebook us till the Wednesday.
And Emma had to go home like the Thursday.
Emma had to go home. She was only coming for the weekend.
Oh, was it?
She was just coming for a long weekend.
Oh, okay.
But then her school got closed down.
Right.
Because it was COVID times. So then we were like, oh my goodness, there's no flight. And remember, this is the first time we would have flown to Florida since 2003.
Yeah.
So we were like, are you kidding me? There's no flight? So then all of a sudden I'm like, we need to get to a rental place because we couldn't drive our... So we didn't want to have to drive our van home. Right. So I was like, we need to get to a car rental place. We need to drive there right now to get there.
Because we had return tickets already.
Because we had our return tickets.
Yeah.
So then we just start to run because all of a sudden we see people walking away and we can tell they're going to rent a car.
Yeah.
So we start to run to the rental area and we're like,
grab our bags, grab our bags.
Yeah, we're saying to the kids, let's go. So we start running to the rental car area and we're running and we get there and they're like, We have like one or two cars left and it's $4,000.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Insane amount of money. But we knew we would get some money back for our flights. So we decide to drive down to Florida. We had no intention on driving.
No.
It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We haven't slept a ton. We don't have anything in the car. All we had was some old muffins that I had brought just for the ride to Buffalo.
Yeah.
We throw those in the car and we have nothing. We don't have blankets because normally if you're going to drive 27 hours, you're going to have some blankets. Yeah. You're going to have like a few games that you might play. You're going to have all these things. We don't have extra chargers. We have nothing. We jump in this. It was a comfy car though. We jump in this vehicle.
Yeah, it was an Expedition.
Yeah, we jump in this vehicle and
thankfully that was one of the few they had left.
Yes.
No one else has six people in their family.
Yeah, exactly.
Driving to
Florida. So we need to find place for six people. We jump in this vehicle and we take off, but we don't want anybody to see Emma in the vehicle because it's a surprise that she's coming. So every time I'm storying, she's hiding.
She's hiding, yeah.
So that my parents and my sister don't know she's coming. That was amazing. So then we have to stop so that you sleep a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
And then
so I pull over in a
I think you get like an hour's sleep or something.
Oh yeah, that's all I would do. Yeah, because then wake up, it'd get cold, we'd turn the car on again. Whatever,
and then as we're all sleeping, Cooper can't sleep in a car. And Cooper's like 12 years old. And this woman in bare feet
and a nightgown.
And a nightgown at this truck stop starts circling the car. Cooper's the only person awake in the car. We're all asleep in the car. All of a sudden, this woman in a nightgown and no shoes starts walking.
And smoking a cigar.
Oh, yes. And she's smoking a cigar, is walking around our car, and she's going to the windows and has her hands on the windows, looking in all of the windows. He can see her coming towards his
area, his window,
his area. And he's like, Mom, Mom, Dad. Todd goes, go to sleep. He doesn't know if the doors are locked. Obviously, the doors would be locked, but he doesn't know for sure if the doors are locked. And Todd, he goes, Mom, Mom, Dad, he's trying to wake us up because there's a woman trying to get into the car. And Todd goes, go to sleep. And he's like,
turns his phone off because turns his phone off
because he doesn't want her to know that he's awake. And so then she looks in all the windows. He watches her looking. He pretends he's asleep, but just looks from the little part of his eye. And then she gives up on our car, takes her cigar, puts it on the ground, and puts it out with her bare foot. Cooper will literally tell this story every day if he could, because it was terrifying to him, but it's also the most ridiculous story.
Yeah.
I love that story.
It's a great
story. So poor Cooper, like, we were just like, go to sleep. I still remember laying there and hearing him say, go to sleep, and not really saying what Cooper was.
No,
so then when we get up to go, he goes, oh my God, you should see what just happened to us. It's la, la, la. It was very funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get there within like probably 25 hours. Surprise everybody. But guess what happens? We get Reynolds, but my sister at like 4 o'clock jumps on a plane and gets to Florida.
Oh, no, her flight wasn't
canceled. Everything was canceled. Like that was when everything was canceled.
Thunderstorms over Florida at that time.
Yeah. Hmm. Her flight, she just waltzes on the plane, gets right to Florida.
Yeah.
No problem. Of course.
And in that vehicle, we got a flat tire. Remember too?
That vehicle?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that one. So I went back to exchange it. Or the guy came to fix it, remember?
Yes, yes.
And then they charge us like $400 for it. Like, give me a break.
Yes. While we were in Florida, we got a flat tire on that vehicle, and then we had to be charged for it.
I forgot.
Reynolds. Reynolds everywhere we go. It's ridiculous. Right,
next time it happens, I'm just getting a patch and I'm saying anything. Boom. There you go. Thank you.
Oh, you're
That's what's happening next time it happens.
Stop being such a rebel.
Well, you know, I realize that
it's so sexy.
You try to play by the rules and it doesn't always work out.
Right? Like, we always try to play by the rules.
I know.
Doesn't always benefit us, Todd.
I know. People don't play fairly.
Right?
Right.
All right. So then another way we've been Reynolds on the way to Florida, Emma was a year old and I was pregnant she was 14 months old and I was pregnant for Spencer. And I'm driving to school. We may have told this story, so I'll make this one quick. I'm driving to school and I hear JetBlue has just gone bankrupt.
Oh, yeah.
This was the Friday before March break. Yeah. JetBlue has just gone bankrupt.
Which we had flights for.
All flights are canceled. All flights, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what? And I got to school. I called Todd. I'm like, I think that our flight has just gone bankrupt. He's like, come on. I'm like, no, seriously, I think it has. So We listened.
Confirmed it. And we took your mother's car.
And we
right?
took the Impala. Emma was 14 months old. I was super uncomfortable, and she watched Blue's Clues the entire ride.
You know you're a dedicated parent when you can listen to 27 hours of your kids' shows.
Yes.
In a car, with a thing strapped behind you because strapped behind the seat. We had to get some rig to.
And we had to do this all like super quick.
It was a portable
quick.
DVD player.
And we lost all our money because it went bankrupt. We didn't get our money back for that.
Yeah.
So that happened to us. We have literally driven to Florida every year from year 2003 to like 2020.
Yeah, 1 year I drove by myself because you went early because you were on mat leave. You took the three kids at that time?
Yeah, I took the three kids in the plane.
So I had a van that I rented and I drove down by myself.
They were 0, 2, and 4.
Yeah.
I had one on a harness, one in a stroller, and one strapped to me.
And wasn't one of them freaking out on the plane?
No. Olivia threw up all over on the plane and I was by myself with two other kids. And then we got off the plane and Emma had this crazy eye infection and it was... Like, oh my goodness, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, you had to go to the children's hospital.
I did. Right? I forgot her birthday. My father had to say, like, isn't her... Right? I know.
Happens.
Sometimes we get tired, right, Todd? So just tips if you decide...
The biggest one.
What?
Remember we stayed overnight in Ohio?
Oh my goodness. And they were... I think we only had two kids at that time.
Oh. We thought we were in the middle of a war zone. Mm-hmm. People were screaming beside us. The biggest huge fight. We thought we heard gunshots.
Oh, for sure we heard gunshots.
We jump on the floor between our beds... In the middle of the night, I'm crab walking over the door to make sure that's double
locked. No. This is actually what happened. First, though, we finally get to this hotel, and it's late.
Was it a red roof? It had to be.
I don't know.
Probably.
We get to this hotel.
Cheap hotel.
Super. We paid $30 for the hotel because we didn't have a lot of money. So we always drove because we didn't have a lot of money. My parents had a place, so we didn't have to pay for lodging.
Yeah.
We just didn't have tons of money. We would drive our oldest van. Oh my goodness. 1 year we drove the van with no air conditioning, all the windows open. We did it old school. Anyway, we were like, we need to stop. We are really tired. Like, you were so tired.
And we justified the windows down because our parents did it in...
Yeah, we justified it because, like, we were in a station wagon with the windows down, no problem. And probably people smoking in the car. So, okay, so we get to this place and we're like, oh, the best feeling in the world. Like, you know, you're just laying in the bed... We had one of them in a playpen, and we had the other one between us, I believe. Anyway, all of a sudden, I wanted Todd, because again, I drive 2 hours, he drives 25. And so I was like, I want Todd to sleep because I want him to be rested. So I'm laying there, and all of a sudden I hear in the hotel room next door, in the motel room next door. And again, you don't know where you're staying. You just kind of get a spot. I knew that
exit,
it was not
like,
pretty inside that hotel room, but anyway, but we didn't have all kinds of money. And we never booked anything because we didn't know where we were going to stay.
No. Go as far as you can and then...
Exactly. Yeah. So we are laying there and I'm laying there and I was like, oh my gosh, I hear this massive fight in the hotel room beside me. But I don't want to wake Todd up because I don't want him... I want him to rest and he's not hearing this fight. Neither are our kids. They were like one and three or like not even one
Something
and
like
three.
That, yeah.
Anyway, all of a sudden, like, the fight gets louder and the fight gets louder. And then I start to get scared because the fight is so aggressive. And it's a man and a woman fighting.
Yeah.
And it is an aggressive fight. Like, the most intense fight I've ever heard. And all of a sudden, I was like, I have to wake him up. I'm scared that we're going to get shot through the... I thought we were going to get shot through the wall. Not exaggerating. Like, I thought a gunshot was going to come through our bedroom wall. We have no really idea where we are. We can't really call 911 because I don't even know if 911... Like, we couldn't even tell somebody where our location was. I wanted to... We did call the front desk.
Yeah.
But what we were scared... We didn't call the front desk till things had calmed down because I was scared if a front desk person came, they would be killed. This sounds like an exaggeration. This is not an exaggeration. So then I was like, Todd, and as he's waking up, he hears a scream. He goes, what's that? Like, you know when you wake up and you don't know what's going on? I'm like, shh. I think we're going to get shot through a window or through a door or through a wall. And I'm just getting nervous. And I tried really hard not to wake you up. But I think that bad things are going to happen.
Hit the floor. Let's go.
He hits the floor and he starts crawling. Like, literally crawling to the window. I'm like, be careful. Be careful. And I'm not usually wimpy. Normally I would have been a one at that window.
Yeah, well,
right?
Yeah,
like, probably. I'm pretty, like, I like a good bit of drama. I was so paralyzed with fear. Plus, that playpen was closer to the window.
Yeah.
Todd throws himself on the ground, and then he just starts crawling to the window, and he looks out, and he's like, and you saw stuff out there. And then you got scared because of what was going on outside, well, yeah, remember? Well. And then he's like, I'm like, get away from the window! They're going to shoot you through the window! Anyway, this went on for like at least an hour. Oh. I didn't want to call the front desk because I didn't want somebody from the front desk to get killed because I really, really, and we thought we heard gunshots. And you're not, I'm dramatic, you're not overly dramatic. So it was just the most terrifying thing. Yeah. Finally, it quieted down and we were so exhausted from the drive we had already done because I think we had driven from like 3 until 2 in the morning that we finally fell asleep. And then when we woke, I still remember waking up in the morning and being terrified to open the door. I was terrified to open that door. And then I went to the front desk to see if people had died. Like, it was so scary. So we were Reynolds there.
Yeah.
It was very scary. In retrospect, very hilarious because...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can just picture Todd in his boxers, like, crawling to the window to try to see... Like, what were you going to do when you got to the window?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Were you going to, like, run out there with your...
Nothing. No,
with nothing.
I wasn't.
With your flip
anything.
Phone?
No. I probably wouldn't have brought my flip phone.
Slide phone. I think you had a slide phone then.
I may have.
I think so.
I love the good slide phone.
I know you do. Yeah. Other things we have had, we've been stopped by the police on the way there because Todd was doing a little bit of shake and bake on the way there, a little bit of fast driving.
Yep.
Try to get us there sooner. That was fun. I was asleep, woke up to a police officer at our window.
Didn't we get a ticket when we were supposed to fly that year?
Yes, I think we did. I think we got a ticket then too. Oh, I think we've had two tickets. And my dad terrifies me towards like sheriffs.
When we've been driving back behind your dad and he's been pulled over, we're like, what do? Do we keep driving by? Do we pull over? You know, like, yes. Go up to the next exit and wait. Like,
yes. Oh. When another time we were driving, all of a sudden our tire blew.
Oh, going north.
We were on
in Florida still.
In Florida, side of the road. Our car is packed like crazy. And I am scared because we're so close to the side of the road. And Todd, how did we get out of that one?
I think I put the spare on.
Yeah, I think so. We had to
take
unload
everything out.
Yeah, yeah, take everything out of the trunk.
We were those suckers that people laugh at as you drive by. Yeah. Oh, look at that. You know,
And I couldn't, like, I had to take care of the babies inside. Yeah. Although I remember reading a really good book and I was reading a book at the same time.
Mm. Thanks for help.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, anything else?
Oh, I'm sure there are other
And really, well, every time we'd go to Florida, there were too many people in the condo. We were always in trouble because it was too loud in the condo because we have so many kids, even though they weren't being loud, but they had to be quiet. They had to be more quiet than usual.
Yeah,
we had to like,
can't jump in the pool or whatever, you know.
Like, yeah, no jumping in the pool.
And again, there's been, you know, multiple bathroom issues, like feeling sick in the car and you got to pee and someone's got to go pee. Well, we can't stop. Oh, get the biggest cup you can find and, you know, like. Just in case, we usually always pulled over, but we'd have to find a spot, you know, like...
Yes, but also...
People throwing up in the rest
Spencer
stations.
Spencer is terrified to throw up.
Oh, yeah,
and
he
for
used to
some
be a real
reason,
pain.
Oh, he was terrified to throw up as a kid. For some reason, him and Cooper would always be at the back, and Cooper would throw up.
Oh.
And then Spencer would be horrified. Oh, yeah.
He'd have a treat, and he'd eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right there, boom.
We would pack treats, and everybody would be rationing some treats, and then Cooper would eat so much of the treat... And then he'd throw up. And then Spencer would be horrified. Do you remember one person next to us at a McDonald's parking lot gave us all kinds of towels because he had thrown up?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We just pulled in. He couldn't make it out of the car.
Yeah. Couldn't make it out of the car. Just decided to throw up.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Seriously. 5 feet.
Oh, poor Spencer. Anyway, those were our fun trips. But if you are wanting to do a cheaper trip, driving is pretty exciting and pretty fun.
Yeah,
and it's so much family
time.
Like, we had a lot of fun driving because it's family time. We listen to music. We sing. We watch movies.
Don't go through drive-thrus. Just get out and go in.
Yeah.
Because if you got a family like mine, they're idiots.
Yes, that's true. Then you can walk around. You can do all the things. So anyway, if you're trying to do a cheaper trip, drive. Because you can't, people are always like, how do you do it? You forget. You forget how long the drive was. Like, you don't remember that, but you do remember the fun memories. You remember all the things that, you know, you did together.
And we did it so often. We'd see landmarks as we'd go around and, you know, like the As Seen on TV store.
Yes.
And there's a spot where we always see a dinosaur statue, you know.
Big crosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good times.
They were my favorite
times.
You
didn't mention my injury.
Your injury?
Yeah. I just lost three fingers in my right hand, remember?
What?
Yeah, so I asked the doctor.
Are you okay?
I'll be okay. The doctor says, I asked the doctor if I'll be able to write with it. And he said, probably, but he wouldn't count on it, though.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Go do a family vacation. If you can't afford it, take your van, take your whatever you're driving in, and you know, you can have a ton of fun when you're doing things all together. You know, rich in love. I think that's what.
Yeah, some of our best trips were just across the border.
Yep. Oh my goodness, so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do things and you can make them cheap. If you're looking for ideas, message me. I can give you tons and tons of ideas.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Her.
Have a great day. Can't wait to see you back here. Bye.
Bye. Your summer days will always stay with